You coming to bed, darling? It's getting late. And I wanted to maybe talk about something. Just talk. Well, I'm always all serious. But no, not that kind of serious. Come on, a little talking never hurt anyone. Pick up your jaw on the floor. I just wanted to see your reaction. No, I didn't say that. But I do generally want to talk before we do any talking. No, you're not in trouble. Closer to the opposite, I'd say. Well, I'm mysterious by nature, but I can't help it. I'm just naturally fascinating. I'm sorry, I guess. Get into bed. You have nothing to worry about. With your clothes still on, you should know better. Strap. That's more like it. You look so good. That bicep vein is so fucking sexy. Maybe. I do genuinely think it's odd, but yeah. You were so proud that it was finally visible without a bump. It was so adorable. And I like rewarding good behavior. You'll see that soon enough. Yeah. Just admiring the view first. Taking it all in. Have you ever thought about the fact that I wouldn't even take a fraction of your strength to pin me down? Like, I'd probably throw everything I got at you, and I wouldn't even come close to breaking myself from your grip. What? I'm conversing. Okay, well, fine then. Let's play a game. It's a guessing game. I know you like guessing. So I'm gonna tell you something I've started doing. Either before, or since we started dating, 4 years ago. And you're gonna tell me whether I did it for myself, or whether I did it to make this pretty thing rock, fucking hard. What if you get it right? I'll tell you a bit more about my reasoning. And if you get it wrong, you have to be 100% honest and telling me exactly what you and your big friend downstairs really think of that sort of behavior and why. It's a game of honesty. Don't you love those? It'll bring us closer together. I'm just bored, okay? Won't you play with me? No, not like that. Not yet. Maybe after. Patience is attractive, you know. You didn't have to say that, Molly. Okay, let's do this. I'll start with an easy one. When I started shaving my pussy, did I do that for myself? Or were you? Okay, yeah, if you got this one wrong, I would have actually been mad since you're fucking staring at it pretty much every day. So, in line with the rules, here's my reasoning. As you know, or at least as you should know, I started shaving way before we met. And the reason is, I get really fucking wet. And I hated the feeling of, like, sticky pubic hair. I love the feeling of soft, smooth skin on myself. Yeah, but I mean, this was an easy one, so, like, there's really no deeper reasoning than that. Oh, and I guess that's also why I don't go down on you as you shave your balls and trim your pubes. Cause remember that one time you did no shave November? Honestly, I was a little disappointed that I had to point out that I had stopped giving you blowjobs. I was a little hurt, not gonna lie. Cause you're supposed to be fucking craving that shit. You're too clueless for your own good sometimes. Well, I mean, I would have been more hurt if not for the fact that you immediately went and shaved. And Facebooked me like 4 times in that one night. Okay, next one. Wearing skirts. Is it? Wrong. I fucking hated wearing skirts. They're impractical. Long ones make me look like a religious middle-aged school teacher, despite literally being in my 20s. They're only cute if they're short. But then you gotta worry about the slightest fucking breeze exposing your ass to half the town. They suck. Well, I could tell you my motivations for wearing them for you. And that would go against the spirit of the game. Now you have to tell me regardless. That's the rules. You're saying it's an exception for this one. But then you're simply gonna say that for every one of them. Then it ruins the game. Promise? Okay. Well, so you mentioned how sometimes you like those ultra slutty miniskirts. The way they barely cover anything. But I wasn't brave enough to try those on yet. So I figured I'd ease myself into it by wearing regular short skirts first. As you remember, you, really gave me lots of praise and compliments and stuff, and do I really have to tell you everything? I like the way you couldn't keep your hands off me, and the way all you had to do was hike up my skirt and move my panties to the side whenever you wanted to fuck me. Barely any effort at all. Like, sometimes, we'd be sitting in a booth, and you'd put your hands on my thighs, and as the night went on, just slowly went upwards and inwards. And before I could even protest, I felt your fingers against my soaked fabric of my panties, while you were still just making wholesome conversations with our friends. It made me feel so accessible to you. Like it was barely any effort for you to grow up and fuck me. No, you don't understand. It felt so good. Like nothing but pure ecstasy coursing through my body. Slammed me onto the table or a wall and just had your way with me. Every touch felt like heaven, knowing that any moment it could turn into... Yeah, no way in hell I'd let go of that feeling. No, you don't have to feel bad. I totally don't mind wearing skirts. And you're not the one that imposed those feelings on me. I did that all by myself, thank you very much. You don't have to be my savior, okay? But it's very sweet that you're so concerned. Nah. I still don't like wearing skirts very much. But I love the way they make me feel when I'm around you. Is that good enough to satisfy your savior complex, And mind you, even though I knew you'd freaked out by knowing your influence what I wore, so now, you can't let all those thoughts influence your honesty. Which is why I'm gonna make you honest. All men do is lie. We all know this. But I know one thing, and that's that my sweet, perfect angel boyfriend can't lie for shit. When he's getting his pretty boy dick stroked, can you? Cutie. And it's only gonna be more and more difficult for you to lie. As more of the brain space gets taken up by horny, horny, horny. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Aw, don't worry. I'm your girlfriend. You have nothing to be scared about. You're safe with me. So, shall we move on? A little louder, please. Your voice is shaking. You're so cute. So cute. Okay, so when I started using dildos, was that for you or for me? You think I did it for you? That's true. You did say that. I love why. An external stimulation, but it was so hard to hear how hot and bothered you got by hearing that thick, hard silicone slide into my sloppy, messy little gut. It's not surprising that you think your words convinced me to start buying more of them. But this was a little bit of a tricky question. I made the game. I think that's allowed. But you were almost right. So, one more time, I'll tell you why. Because truth is, I didn't do it because you liked it so much. Yeah. I did it because the soft, squishy, puffy, soaking wet, teeny, tiny little pussy. Just couldn't handle your big, massive rat cock. You're looking into my hand. Oh my god. You're so adorable. But you'll have to calm down. We still got lots of playtime left. And this game has a really fun final round. Trust me, just a little bit more. But yeah, I had to train myself because I could barely handle your big cock, baby. Every time you fucked me, I just lost my mind and turned into a babbling ditzy cock drunk slut. We couldn't have that now, could we? That's not appropriate. Are you satisfied with my reasoning? Good. Let's move on before you have a little accident in my palms. So, almost done. Anal. What makes you say that? I had never done anal with a guy before you. So why wouldn't I have just done it to make you happy? Do I give off anal slut vibes? Do you think you're sweet? Innocent girlfriend is a filthy, nasty little butt slut. Well, you'd be right, but only barely. You see, technically my first time doing anal by myself, it was from before we dated. It was the day we first met. I went face down, ass up, and rammed a hairbrush up my tight little asshole, pretending you were working me into submission until I cried and came so hard I passed out twice. Baby, don't come. Be patient. I'm just telling you the truth. I even took pictures. I don't care. You can see them. It's not like a secret that I kept from you. It just never came up, I guess. Here. Yeah, you like them? I don't really think I get extra cute when I cry. So I don't blame you. I wish you could have been there to have made me cry for real. To just use me with no regard for my body as anything more than a warm hole to fuck. And I guess, make me come or something. You're doing so well, honey. We're already entering the last round. Isn't that fun? The last thing I want you to guess about are my whimpers. Well, I wanted an easy one at the end. I figured, correctly I might add, that you wouldn't be all too coherent. Aw, baby. You know me so well. But in this case, you're wrong. Which means you're gonna tell me why, oh why, you seem to love my whimper so much. You see, that's what this whole game is really about. Remember a few weeks ago, when you fucked me after I came, and I was really sensitive? You accidentally started going too fast? I was whimpering in pain, from the pain of being overstimulated and sensitive, only to get a massive hard cock rammed into my sore little pussy. It hurt, baby. It fucking hurt me a lot. And you know what you did? Oh, you don't have an answer? We both know what you did. You came harder than you ever came in 4 years of being together. By far. It felt like you shot a fucking leader come into my womb. Meanwhile, I was crying out in pain and you just kept on throbbing. You know how dehumanizing it is to feel your boyfriend of 4 years fucking throb inside of your pussy that you let him fuck because you trusted him. To feel him not just be hard, but actively throb at the thought of hurting your pretty little pussy. You know how used that made me feel? When you pulled out, I felt worthless. Like all the value you had given to me was stored in those throbs. Because clearly you didn't see me as human. You just saw me as a fuck toy. A piece of meat to rot into when you're horny. That was the value I brought to your life. That was all I was at that moment. Don't get up. Lie down. The man I love most in the whole world. The person I trust and more than I even trust myself. The person I confided in for years. Saw me as nothing but a hole to fuck. And it made me think. You've known me inside and out for nearly half a decade. You know me better than anyone in the world. You know me better than I even know myself. So, if that's how you feel about me, maybe you were right. Don't get up. I said don't get up earlier. Like I said, today's all about honesty. I had to be honest with myself and accept my place. And now you have to be honest with your true, authentic self too. Because, I mean, imagine getting to feel as good as you felt back then every time. So in the spirit of honesty, tone might have been a bit misleading earlier. You see, when I made those realizations, I felt hurt, violated, disgusted, dehumanized, and wetter than I had ever been. Got off to that moment every day since it happened. I wish you had done it earlier. I wish you had done more. Most nights I go to bed thinking about what it would have felt like if you raped me on a first date. It's so hard not to get turned on. I think control. It's just a kink. It's totally just a kink. It's harmless to think this way about me, I promise. You're such a good boyfriend for thinking like this. But let's be honest. Sex feels a little better if the girl doesn't truly, truly want it. Like, she kinda wants it. But you just have to, you know, nudge her in the right direction a bit. Shh. No. That's not bad, baby. That's not bad at all. There have been times when I was a little hesitant. But then you pushed me a little, and we'd proceed to have amazing sex. That will leave me feeling so good. That's not rape, baby. You're not a rapist, are you? You don't think I'd be in love with a rapist. You couldn't possibly think I'd be so stupid. Exactly. It's just normal. Because we love each other. And we know what's good for each other. You know what's good for me, don't you? It's not rape if you know I'm gonna like it eventually. So if I protest and whine a little, it's just harmless fun. You know I still enjoy it. You know I like the pain. You know I like the cruelty. So is it really wrong to give me exactly to give me the kind of treatment that would make me fucking gush around your fat cock? Your dick is too big for me, you know that? I know that. But I didn't break up with you for it. And I still fuck you. You know why? I like being hurt by you. I love being shown my place beneath you. And I love that the concept of hurting me during sex has slowly become so normalized to you over the past 4 years, so that you could hear me whimpering and whining in pain. And instead of stopping or being concerned, all you're concerned about is coming the biggest fucking load you ever came deep inside of me. You love hurting me, and I love being hurt. How's that bad? How's that rape? We just compliment each other. We're meant for each other. No other girl is gonna allow you to hurt her. No other girl will sacrifice her body and her mind for a man who just wants to be cruel for the sake of his own pleasure. Trust me. Only me. And that's why we're so good together. That's why you can never, get with another girl who wants to go through with us. Because you are gonna go through with us. I've known you for so long. You've been trying to hold back a little. But the truth is, you're fucking itching to rape me, aren't you? Not CNC. Not with a cutesy little fucking safe word. No, none of that. You wanna hurt your sweet innocent, loving girlfriend of 4 years for your pleasure. You want to hear me beg you to stop and whine about how it's too big? Hurting me just as strong as a sadistic ego, but also knowing that it makes me feel so good to be of use like that. To be treated that way. As hard and as rough as you can. Oh, and I hate that. By letting me squirm and push against you with full force. I'm just doing that to make you feel good. And strong. And muscular. Like a man. Like my man. I want you to think about having sex with me. I want to go on a romantic date with you and get butterflies in my stomach, knowing that you're thinking about brutally raping me until I cry and pass out underneath you, until I wake up in a puddle of our gut, sweat, sweat in my drool. I want you to become so addicted to it, to all the little noises, to the thrill of knowing that one day you might go too far, to the point where it could ruin the fun for me, and to then slowly but surely stop caring about that, or no, even better, to look forward to that part. Where you go too far, but I'm too scared, or too committed after all these years together to leave. And I just have to sit here and take it. And I would think that I'm just doing a good job pretending I still enjoy it. But in truth, you can tell. But you just don't care. Fuck. That thought always gets me extra drenched. Starting this mutually consensually, only for me to be in the way over my head. But you already being too far gone. And now actually being completely at your mercy. You're not the only one making sacrifices here. If you do this, I don't think I'll ever be able to forget. I'll always be yours. You could rape me, cheat on me, treat me like shit. I would always choose the man that gave me these kind of feelings. The only man that could give me these kind of feelings. If you rape me, you'll own me. You'll own this pretty rape bait pussy that drops unconscious every time you keep going when I say stop. Doesn't that make you happy? Don't you want to own me and have me be yours and yours alone forever, no matter what? I think for the final part of our cute little bonding game, I want you to be inside of me. The final question on things I do either for your pleasure or for mine. Get on top of me. Look down. Look at how your cock is throbbing. Just aching to be inside of me. See how wet I am. And all I've been talking about for the last 30 minutes has been about what? Getting brutally raped by you. Do you see how happy and what you make me when you think about you violating me? Tell me yes. when your big cock enters my pussy. So what? And it's just still not enough. You're just that big. All you have to do is stick it in and answer my last question correctly. And I'll tell you all about why I do it. Is this gonna be something I do for me? Or for your pleasure? I'm so fucking excited to be hurt by you again, Daddy.
Stop.
Oh, pussy. Oh, you're so big, daddy. Oh, you're gonna bite me. Stop. Stop. Oh, baby, look at me, please. Baby. Yeah. Would you look at that? Not even a glimmer of guilt or remorse. Just lust, joy, pride, conquering your pretty weak toy. Oh, I'm so fucking proud of you. Look at your eyes, it's scaring me a little. It's so hot when you're scary. Fuck, my heart is pounding like crazy. Just from being pinned underneath you right now. Please don't hurt me, okay? I'm scared. Did you even notice it? This is for your pleasure. The meaner and more selfish you are to me now, the more you can use it to manipulate me while you're up my pussy. Oh, you can fuck my brain and tell me this is all my fault because how you felt what I was. The way maybe you can train me into developing a rape kink. You can gaslight into thinking it's all just a silly kink thing, and you don't really think of me as a rape toy. But you know deep down that's not true, is it, baby? You love raping me. It's so hot that you came right when he started crying. Thinking about, like, having a bad day at work and, like, being scared of anything bad happening to me during the day. Not because it would suck, but I couldn't help but tell you about it. I love you, and I want to share everything with you, my love. There's no idea of you taking advantage of my love for you. My desire to be open with you, sharing my most valuable moments with you, and then you. Maybe if I cry, if I cry, you might just get too turned on to help yourself. No, baby, that would be so scary. I just gotta help myself, please. Don't take advantage of me. Sorry for humping your leg. I couldn't help it. I'm still pent up when you didn't let me come. Of course I'm still your girlfriend, Sully. Didn't you hear me before? We're going to be together forever. Don't you worry. I'm coming, baby. There you go. I won't ever... ever let you rape me come in between everything we have. There you go. I still love you. And good of you. And I'll do all the cute, sweet, girlfriendly things with you. I'll just have to be with the implications that you can force yourself on me until I fucking cry at that point. And that I can never, ever, ever even think about leaving you. Oh, that was so good, baby. Oh, you'll rape me until I'm addicted to the feeling. Baby, aren't you glad you were honest with me and told me that you like my whimpers? You're the best boyfriend ever.